Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been talking this week about exchanging gifts. And it's already hard to believe, but it's getting near the end of, we're almost completed 10 days here in January, actually. We're the 11th, I believe, would be the day that we are airing this. And we've talked about gifts the first 4 days of this week. First gift we want to return is fear. And I encourage you and challenge you to exchange the gift of fear for the gift of faith. Then I talked about also this week exchanging the gift of worry for the gift of prayer, and reminded you that prayer is simply a conversation between you and God, but the huge part of a conversation is being a good listener. And a lot of us are great at talking to God, but not so much about listening to God. And then yesterday I got started about the third and final gift I want to talk about this week. And I know this is not an exhaustive list by any form, but just the three that I've seen the most common mental, emotional gifts that people carry around and don't exchange. And each year they say they're going to and they don't. But yesterday I talked about exchanging the gift of anger for the gift of love. And we talked about that, you know, anger is actually a heart issue. And Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 says, but those things that come out of the mouth actually come from the heart. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything that we do. So if you missed any of these first four programs, I would encourage you to go back to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And check those out. They're only 14 minutes long. Also, I want to encourage you to follow us on iTunes or Podbean. You can follow us, Hope Is Here, and they'll get those automatically sent to you. And this will be a good way for you to grow spiritually in 2019. Well, I talked about exchanging that gift of anger yesterday, and then I just got started about exchanging the gift of anger for the gift of love. And I talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8 that I do at a lot of weddings. And yet, you know, it's not just for marriages. It's for any type of relationships, about being patient and kind and not keeping a record of rights and wrongs. And, you know, the other thing that we talk about love, especially for us men, we think, well, I mean, gosh, it's kind of warm and fuzzy. It's not very masculine. And yet, I want to go to another passage of the Bible that really speaks a lot about what love is and loving others, not romantically, but just in a God-honoring relationally, a relational way with people. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Wow, that is good, good stuff right there. You may want to look that up and read that again, or go back and listen to this later today on the podcast. But 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Friends, to exchange that gift of anger for love, that's what we've got to do. And we know that when we spend time with God, we are a reflection of God. And I shared this, I think it was yesterday, or it may have been in Wednesday's program, that one of the reasons people can't love others is because they don't love themselves. And the reason why is because they feel so condemned. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Say that again, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Friends, we've got to quit playing God. If you've asked God for forgiveness, it's done with. Psalm 103, verse 12, God has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east is from the west. And, you know, we'll make it simple, a geographical term. Can you imagine all the way from New York City all the way to Los Angeles, California? That's a long way from east to west. God's saying he's removed it as far away from us as it is the east to the west. Yet, we can't love others if we don't love ourselves. And I want to ask you today, what is it that's keeping you from loving yourself? If you can't forgive yourself for past mistakes, I want to encourage, and I talk about it often, but it's just some of the best money I've spent, is to go see a good Christian counselor. If you need help in being referred to one, I've seen both male and female Christian counselors, or some excellent Christian counselors, and been doing some of that off and on for over 20 years of my life. It's some of the best money I've ever spent, and I've learned a lot, and I'm able to share a lot of what I've learned from you. To you through listening to our programs on Hope Is Here. But if there's a reason you don't love yourself, there's no way you can love others. And, you know, the sad part is when people are parents and they don't love themselves, that ripples into their children, and it continues from generation to generation. And I'm so thankful for a mom and dad that loved me, and even though my dad didn't become a follower of Jesus until he was 50, I'm thankful that he was a good moral man and raised good values that really were biblical type values. And then at 50, which I was moved out of the house by then, was working. I was assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky in the early 90s. And he had a heart attack and triple bypass surgery, accepted Jesus. Then God started transforming the way he thought and acted. And he based everything the last 24 years of his life on what God's word said. So many times he'd give me wisdom, and I didn't want to hear it, not because he forced it on me. I asked for his wisdom, but I didn't like the wisdom he was giving me, because he based it off the Bible. And he said, I know this doesn't make sense, son, but this is what God's word says. And I can tell you several times that I went on and did those things because I knew my dad had prayed about it. He had a lot of just godly, earthly wisdom, and he had both. He was mentally very, very sharp, but he also was spiritually smart. And I did some things that he challenged me and what the Bible said, even though my flesh didn't want to do them. And God honored those in a big, big way. But some of you listeners are thinking, oh, God, Greg, that's great, but if you knew what I'd done, God couldn't love me. And yet I love Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Love that verse. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. I love that first part of that verse there, friends. Let us come boldly. And friends, be bold. And I've got some people that I know, they're really mild-mannered, but it comes to watching a Kentucky basketball game, oh my goodness, man, they are bold in their personality, how they talk to the TV and the players and Coach Cal. Friends, we got to come boldly to God sometimes, especially when we're down and out. But I love it says we can come boldly to his throne, but there we will find a gracious God. Friends, most time a lot of us think that God's up there like with a ruler, you know, got a measuring stick, ruler stick, and he's smacking your hands when you do wrong. Like if you're older like me, teachers used to be able to do that to you in elementary, and just waiting for you to do something wrong. And that's not the kind of God that we serve, friends. So I want to do Hope Is Here, let people know that God loves you, not where you could be, not where you should be, but exactly where you're at. You can't wait till you get it all together to come to God. Let him help you get your mess straightened out. That's why he sent Jesus. He sent the Messiah, M-E-S-S-I-A-H, because he knew our lives would be a mess. So he sent the Messiah, Jesus. Then I love the second part of the verse. It says, there, after we've come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, there we will receive his mercy. Anybody need mercy today? And the verse goes on to continue to say, and we will find grace. Anybody need grace in the house today? Anybody listening today needs some grace. It says that when we come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, that we will receive God's mercy and we will find his grace to help us when we need it. Friends, if you need help today, God wants to help you. It's great news. That's what Hope Is Here is all about. But friends, you got to ask, and you got to keep asking. You may say, I've been praying, Greg, for a long time. I don't have an answer. It's all right, friends. Keep praying. Keep asking. God has not forgotten you. I promise you that. And I want to encourage you to exchange that gift of anger for that gift of love. And I want to ask you today, which gift do you need to exchange? Is it the gift of fear for the gift of faith? Was it what we talked about earlier this week, the gift of worry for the gift of prayer? Or instead of worrying, we go to God with it, and we do it. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Or is it what we've talked about the last 2 days? Say, man, I'm just tired of being angry. I don't want to be angry. And we give the gift of anger and exchange it for the gift of love. And we come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, where we can receive his mercy and find grace to help us. And that we're going to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry this year. Friends, God wants to help you. He wants to be a part of your everyday, ordinary life. I read that version in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, about taking your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and placing it before God as an offering. Friends, God's really challenged me that in that verse this year. My word is getting healthy. I want to get healthy, not just physically like a lot of people listening. I need to lose weight, but I want to be emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, also physically. I want to grow spiritually even more, go to another level with Lord. I want to grow financially. I want to be healthy there. Not looking for perfection, but I'm also trying to put systems in place that help me do that. It's one thing to say that's going to be my word, but do you have a system? It's great to have goals, to have a vision, but what are the systems, the steps you put to take place to do that? I don't say that to beat you up. I say that to encourage you, because I know a lot of you are like me. You don't want to be in the same place in your life in those five areas, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially at the end of 2019. But definition of insanity is we keep doing things the same way and expect different results. And it can be painful. And the big thing is you don't want to do it alone. I want to encourage you to reach out to just one friend. And maybe it doesn't work with the first friend, but then that you reach out to a second friend. But God didn't do life alone. Jesus didn't. He did life with Peter, James, and John out of the 12 disciples, the three guys he did life with during his 3 years of ministry. There were three that he did life very intimately with. God doesn't want us to do it alone, but you know what? Even if you just got one friend that you can go to say, man, I'm struggling in this area. Can you help me? Can we do this together? Can you pray for me? Can you encourage me? And God will do that. So friends, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and that's Jesus. And I want to encourage this year to exchange the fear for faith, the gift of worry for prayer, and the gift of anger for love. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.